Michelle.
Welcome back to our podcast.
Episode 8, baby.
Woo-hoo!
Jules, I miss you so much.
I miss you more than anything. I haven't seen this girl in, I think, a month, actually. Probably 4 weeks or 5 weeks. It's been horrible. It's been very depressing. We used to be together. Well, we used to be together almost every single day. And then since
every
we stopped,
weekend for sure.
Yeah, since we stopped working together every weekend. And it's really sad. I miss her face. I miss, you know, being face to face in person, throwing it out. We used to get wings
and beer. We'd have our bro nights. Those were so good.
And then we'd go to brunch together, we'd go to Banco, we would dance, we would laugh. We would just have such good times. No, it's really depressing, honestly.
It is. And we just want to apologize to you jammers out there that we've been pretty MIA and not as consistent with our episodes. I think our podcast is about us, you know, going out and having fun and experiencing and learning all these things. And it's kind of hard to do that in the situation. So it doesn't leave us much to talk about. But we're here. We're back. We miss you guys.
Yes, we miss you so much, and we hope that you guys are still tuning in since everyone's, you know, locked down as well.
Just replay our old episodes just to hear our voices.
Yeah, honestly, the old episodes really just, you know, touch my heart because that's when we were out, we were fun, we were living life, and little did we know it would all abruptly come to an end.
So sad.
But we're here. So now that we're here, we're going to delve into some, as Michelle says, juicy topics. I really love when she said that.
We will. But first, I want to, like, know how you've been in your quarantine. Like, what's up? What have you been doing to kill time?
Okay, let's see, Michelle. So I've been studying a lot for my real estate class. That's, like, been taking up most of my time. Then I just stare up Alensi. I try to talk to him. He just gives me the little tilty head that dogs do. He has no clue what I'm saying. I've been trying to train him. I just walk him, take him for jogs, try to just get out of the house. I've been watching a ton of TV shows. I'd say I've gone through about, not even kidding, like 20 TV shows with like 30 episodes each. And after that, I've just been watching movies. I've been cooking. I've been baking. I don't really know. Yeah, actually, I've been cooking.
That's funny.
And what else? I'm trying to think what else I've been doing. I've been drinking.
Same.
That's it. I really have nothing else to do. I can't really do anything else.
Yeah, I'm pretty much doing the same thing you just said besides talking to my dog or walking it because clearly I don't have one. So it's been pretty lonely on my side. You have, like, been seeing, you know, your parents at least here and there.
Yeah, my parents come and visit me. I swear they just feel bad for me because they think I'm going to go insane. But they'll come and bring me, like, groceries, like, that I don't have if I can't get them myself.
That is so nice.
Yeah, if they find toilet paper, they'll bring it for me.
And I was down to my last roll and I found toilet paper at Publix this Sunday and I wanted to cry tears of joy.
Oh my god, imagine if you couldn't find it. You'd have to, like,
every time I would go to the store, the first thing I would go to was the toilet paper aisle, and they were always out, like, every store. So I was very thankful to have found
some. I haven't been able to find anywhere. If my parents didn't bring it to me, I would have just been having to wipe with a leaf or something. I don't know. I really don't know what I would do. Like, I really don't. It's been really rough out here.
Oh, my God.
But
yeah, I think I'm going to go home this weekend and visit my parents because I think it's time. It's been well over a month now that I've been home by my lonesome. So I think for the health of my mentality, it's a good idea to...
If I were in your situation, I would literally be insane. Like, I don't know how you've been staying home alone for a month. I mean, obviously, that's amazing. Like, and I've been staying home alone, mind you. I'm not, like, going out partying. I have been invited to more parties, so.
I'm sure you have.
Don't you think I have been turning them down? But, you know, I really applaud you on that, because that's really hard.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It hasn't been easy. I had, like, a good 2 weeks where I was very, very depressed. Like, not even a joke. Like,
No, that's happened to me, too. You know, I mean, my parents visit me once a week, maybe that, but, you know, it's still been really lonely, and I get really depressed, too. It's hard to not have any human interaction.
Yeah, I never thought I'd miss it. You know me. I'm all about not talking to people.
Yeah, you know me, too. Yeah, sometimes I just, like, try to, like, I'll wake up still in the morning really early, but when I'm up all day and I have nothing to do, I try to just, like, fall back asleep because I can't be up. Like, I just want to try to, like, sleep it out until it's over. Because it's getting to the point where if I'm awake, it's just driving me insane.
Yeah, I wake up, like, later and later every day. Like, I mean, I work still from 8 to 5, but I'm not going to lie. Like, I mean, I get emails here and there. It's nothing, like, consistent. Like, my schedule is very, like, up in the air. So I'll get emails at, like, whatever time, just randomly. Sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes it's literally, like, maybe, like, 5, 10 a day. So sometimes I'll just wake up, like, send out my first email, let people know that I'm awake and alive, and then I literally go back to sleep. And that's literally me for, like, 4 hours in the morning. I wake up, send an email, go back to sleep, sleep another hour. Wake up, go back to sleep. And, like, I don't actually physically, like, wake up until, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's really and bad. It's the only way to do it, because if you're awake for that long, you're gonna just be like, there's nothing to do. Like, you can't, you can't do anything. Yeah. No, you literally can't do anything at all. You have to just stare at the wall and then watch more shows and then go outside for a little bit, go right back inside. That's all you can do.
That's what's been keeping me sane. Like, that's the top one thing. TV shows. Like, I fucking love watching TV. I could sit there, obviously. That's what I've been doing for days. Just watch new series and stuff. So I've been hooked on Love Island. I've been watching a lot of reality TV. Like, reality dating shows are just so fucking entertaining to me. Like, The Bachelor, Bachelorette, all that stuff. I've seen them, though. So right now I've been hooked on Love Island, and I think you guys should definitely check it out. It's on Hulu. And, like, the episodes are an hour long. There's, like, 30, 40 episodes each season. So it definitely keeps you entertained for a while. We actually saw that other show on Netflix the other day, Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, Michelle and I watched it together via Zoom or via FaceTime. Which is cute, you know, social distancing at its finest.
Yeah, but it wasn't that great.
Yeah, it was kind of entertaining, just honestly, to kill time. I was happy that Michelle told me about it, because I just had finished another season of another show. So I was sitting here like, what the fuck am I going to watch now? But it killed time, but it really wasn't a bad ending. It just was kind of stupid.
I just think it had so much potential, so I was so excited for it. And I mean, like, it's about people, like, single sexy people or whatever, getting together on this one retreat, and they think they're just going, like, I guess just, like, to be, like, find love and be in a relationship, just, like, that's all they know or whatever, that they're gonna be with other people partying up and shit, but they don't know until they get there that they're not allowed to, like, touch anyone, like, have sex, even kiss anyone, stuff like that. So it sounded really interesting. Like, oh my god, these people are gonna try to find, like, fall in love with people and they can't have sex. Like, clearly that's, like, a huge thing. So yeah, it sounded very, very interesting. And then it just sucked. I don't know, like, what the producers were thinking. Like, the episodes were so short.
I really loved it when
it
first started.
All over the place. No, that's, yeah, like, the first episode, I'm telling you, I was like, wow, this is going to be great. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I texted you. I was like, oh, my God, I love it. It's amazing. But then, like, as it went by, I was like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. You guys can check it out yourself. Let us know what you think. Maybe you like it. But I just think it could have been a lot better.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Well, does that stand with, like, that show, The Circle? Is that what it's called?
I actually like that show.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay, but just these reality shows in general are just kind of, I feel like they don't put much thought into them, whoever's producing them.
That's why I'm, like, surprised by Love Island. It's actually pretty, pretty good.
I'll have to check that out.
I've been telling you to check it out, yeah. I like that it's, like, foreign people. Like, people from, like, Australia and the UK, like, you know, you hear, like, their accents, and you just feel like you're watching something completely different, but really it's, like, any other reality TV show, you know? It just sounds different.
Very exotic. Side note, major side note. My hair has grown a good like 5 inches, dead ass. Like, it's so long, and I'm obsessed. But once I go out of quarantine, I'm just gonna be like, "Hey boys, I'm back. I don't have a weave anymore. No clipping extensions. It's my real hair. It's grown 5 inches, and that's it." Okay, that's all I had to say.
Finally, you don't have to wear a weave. Oh, I'm so happy for you. My hair never grows, bro. Like, you've known me for a while. Because you
cut
now.
Your hair.
Has
I don't
my
cut
hair
mine.
Never been longer than this. Like, no. Yeah. But that's been my life for the past 23 years.
No, because you cut your hair. That's the problem. I tell you, don't cut your hair.
I cut it because it needs to be cut. Like, my ends are fried.
No. No. Just let it grow, and then it'll grow. Trust me. Look at this.
But it's healthier for your hair to trim it every other, like, every couple months.
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway, so let's delve into our juicy topics that we were talking about. So since we were thinking of what we can entertain you guys, because clearly, like I said before, we're not going out and having fun. We have been wanting to talk about this one topic about stalkers. I'm sure all you ladies out there can relate. We just have some very traumatizing, well, I do, and some interesting stories about
what do you mean,
some
well,
guys.
I do. I do too, bitch. Don't fucking, well,
oh,
I
you,
do.
No, you recently do. Yeah, you recently do. I remember that story. But yeah, so we're going to tell you a little bit about that and how I'm sure the guys that listen to this, you guys are not stalkers and crazy like these other people. They're random, you know, they come here and there. So ladies, just be careful. Our advice is just really get to know a guy very well before you start, I don't know, just trusting him with like your life, like knowing where you live and where you work and things like that, because you never know. They could be batshit crazy. So, Julie, you can start with your most recent one because, I mean, it's recent, so it's just funny.
My most recent one or my Miami most recent one?
No, your recent one here.
All right, guys. So, like
this, so this was right before the quarantine, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, so, this really burns me to say it, but okay. So, right before the quarantine, I went out to one of my favorite spots, Pawn Shop, if you guys live in the West Palm area or the nearby area.
Pawn Shop and Banco should pay us for how much we mentioned them.
I fucking agree. So anyway, I'm at Pawn Shop. I'm with actually my friends from Miami. They came to visit me and stay with me. So I'm showing them the town. I'm like, oh, guys, this is Pawn Shop. This is Banco. This is Roxy's. Blah, blah, blah. So we're there, and one of my friends starts dancing with this guy, and his guy friend comes up to me and is like, oh, your friend's dancing with my friend, let me dance with you. I was like, I don't know, it's literally like 4 a.m, I'm about to head out. And he's like, just one dance. I'm like, fuck it, okay. I dance with him, he ends up asking me for my number and my Instagram, and I'm like, sure, fuck it, you're cute, fine. So he and his friend are like, how about we go back to your place and chill for a little bit? I'm like, it's now about to be like 5 a.m, but sure, I'm down. At this point, I was pretty drunk. My friends were all like, yeah, like we want to hang out with some West Palm guys. We're still in Miami, guys. Like, let's go back to your place. We all go back to my place, and the guy seemed pretty normal. Like, he was super cute. He seemed very sweet. And he's like, I want to hang out one-on-one with you. Like, let's set up a date. Just like, very nice. So, hi guys, it's now like 6:30 a.m, it's time for you guys to head out. And he was like, that's kind of, you're going to just fucking kick me out like that? And I was like, whoa. And I was like, no, it's just 6:30 a.m, it's time for everyone to go. I walked him out, whatever. Wake up the next morning and had a text from him. And he's like, hey, I had so much fun with you the other night. I'd really love to hang out. And I was like, sure. So, Sunday rolls around. And I was out with Michelle and Rachel and Sean and et cetera, et cetera. I won't say the rest. And I met up with my best friend, Lucas, and our other friend, too.
Okay, go on.
And this guy's texting me and he's like, I'm going to come meet up with you, like, blah, blah. So it's now been a few hours. I'm like, all right, like, you're clearly not coming. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to head back home. He's like, no, I'm going to, like, come. I'm just actually having brunch in Miami with my friends and my family. And I was like, okay. I wait for him. At this point, we're all fucked up. And my friends are like, yeah, right. There's no guy. Like, you're lying. I'm like, no. Like, this is legit. I have a boyfriend. So I'm telling, like, all my guy friends that I met up with. I'm like, you guys, I have a boyfriend now, so you can't talk to me anymore. And they're like, yeah, right. I'm like, wait. Just wait. So he finally shows up. I'm not kidding you. Like, 4 or 5 p.m. after everyone's done brunching. And I end up seeing my guy friends out. They're like, oh, is this him? Like, wow. And I was like, yeah, it actually is. So I'm thinking he's great. I'm like, wow, this is so nice. Like, whatever. I finally have someone that I like. He's really sweet. We're hitting it off.
This is like their first, like.
Yeah. And I really like, because we were texting, like, he called me. I don't know. He's just very nice. So I was like, oh, he's really sweet and he's super cute. So whatever. So, oh, how did things turn? So then we are, oh, so then my friends Michelle and Rachel, thank you bitches, leave my ass and they're like, oh, we're gonna go to the ad, we're gonna blah. And I was like, fuck you. So they leave me and they're like, oh, you can come. I'm like, no, bitch, like, I'm gonna stay here and I'm a party,
mind you. Sorry, side note, I don't even remember meeting this guy because I was,
of course, drunk. fuck Michelle.
You have left me so many times.
Fuck you, whatever, Michelle. I know, I have. Okay. So, Michelle and Rachel leave me. I'm alone. I'm like, it's weird going out. Like, I've never gone out alone, so it was scary. But anyway. So then I'm with, you know, this guy, of course. I'm like, okay, this is fine. Like, he'll take care of me.
No, wait. Another side note. I left you at your house. It's not like I
no
left
sweet
you.
Cheeks. We were at 123 Datura. And you left me. And you got your Uber.
Oh, my God. I don't remember going there.
And you were twerking it out, baby. You were twerking it out and drinking. But
let me shut up.
Just stop. So, anyway. So, they leave me. And I'm like, okay, fucking bitches. So, I am like, okay, to my new boyfriend. I'm like, hey, let's go to Bingo. And then his friend that he was with was super sketch and, like, whispered something to him. And then my guy got super pissed off and I was like, are you good? He's like, yeah, I'm fine, it's nothing. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, do you still want to go to Banco? He's like, yeah, let's go. We go to Banco.
Red flag number one.
So we go to Banco and I'm having a great time. I happen to run into my guy friends again and my guy friend's like, oh, where's your boyfriend? And I'm like, oh, he's actually just in the bathroom because he had just gone to the bathroom. A good 10 to 15 minutes go by. I waited by the bathroom. He's I know.
A loser.
I'm a fucking loser. Because all my friends had left. And then this guy was like, oh, where's your boyfriend? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a fucking loser. So I'm standing there like a fucking idiot. And at this point, I was like, I'm leaving. Like, this is fucking ridiculous. I'm not going to stand around and look like a loser alone at Banco. Like, no, thank you. So I start to walk off. And this guy that I came with grabs me. He's like, oh my god, where are you going? I've been looking for you everywhere. And I was like, looking for me everywhere? That's funny, because you went to the bathroom and then you left me alone for a good 10 to 15. So I'm like, I'm out. I'm very dramatic and I leave. I'm running down the stairs and I'm like, this is it. Like, I'm over all guys. This is why I fucking can't deal with it anymore. And then I sit down at my house. I'm a little teary-eyed. I'm a little drunk. And I'm like, fuck this. So then I get a call from him. And he's like, hey. And I was like, what? And then he's like, can I please come and apologize to you? I'm really sorry. I was actually looking for you. Like, when I came out of the bathroom, I didn't see you. And I was like, I don't know. I just feel like that was weird. Like, you know, you showed up late to brunch and then, you know, you go to the bathroom and then you're just gone. He's like, no, I was really looking for you. I swear. Like, I'm coming over right now. I don't care what you say. And I was like, fine. So he comes over and we're talking it out. And he's like, I really like you and I'm really sorry. Like, I just want you to know, like, I want to take things seriously and I don't know where you stand, but you know, I really would like to progress and be in a relationship, red flag number two. This is our second date. So he's like, how about we go? I take you out to dinner and watch a movie, like, and come back to your place after. And I was like, okay, I'll be taken out to dinner. I accept. So we go to dinner. Everything's going spectacular. He's getting me drinks, getting me food. I'm like, I'm a happy camper. We're talking about life. He tells me he has a boat. He tells me about his house. He tells me blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, this is fucking great. Finally, Julie hit the jackpot. Little did I know. So, plot twist. We come back to my place after dinner to watch our movie. And we're making out, a little touchy-feely. He says to me, I just want you to know that I've never gotten head before. And I was like, what? What do you mean? You're, like, 25. How have you never gotten head before? And he's like, I swear, and I really want you to be my first. And I was like, whoa, chill. You just took me to dinner once. Like, calm down. So, try to have me give him head. Don't give him head. Sorry, family, for listening. But gotta say the truth. So then he was like, yeah, and I haven't had sex in 3 years. And I'm like, weird, you're a good looking guy. Like, you're in shape, you have a nice face, like, you have a good personality. Why haven't you had sex in 3 years? Why have you never gotten head? Sketch. So then he's like, do you own your Porsche that you have? And I was like, I actually do. I have the title right here. Whip out the title because we're at my house. And he's like, oh, your last name is. Should I reveal my last name, Michelle? Oh, don't your do last it. Name is blank.
Have you not learned
anything from stalkers? Like, so he's like, oh, your last name is blank? And I was like, yeah, what's yours? And he's like, why? And I'm like, why? What do you mean? Like, you know my last name. What's the big deal? And he's like, well, actually, I have to tell you something. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, what?
This is it. This and is he's it, like, guys.
Well, my real name isn't. Wait, what can I say? Like, I don't know what I can say.
His real name isn't blank.
Okay, okay, so blank. He calls him. No, I can't even say what his street name is because he'll probably have someone kill me. So he's like, my real name's not blank. It's actually, I'll say Joe. And I'm like, what? Like, why did you lie to me about your name? That's sketch. And he's like, if I tell you my first and last name, just please don't look me up. And I'm thinking, like, obviously, now that you say that, I'm going to look you up. So I was like, I mean, I won't. Like, obviously, I was going to. I was like, I won't, but, like, what's the issue? And he's like, just don't, because everything you're going to read online is all lies. And I was like, okay. So he's like, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm like, okay. He's like, you're going to not talk to me after this, and I just know it. I'm like, no, I will. He's like, I just got out of prison. I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. So I'm like, this happens every time where I finally meet someone I actually like and they're fucking psycho. So he's like, yeah, but, you know, I was supposed to be in for 10 years, but I only got locked up for 2. It was a 5-year sentence they cut me because I was so young, but I just got out last month. And I'm like, what the actual fuck? So he tells me this whole elaborate story. How he was working as a security guard. He tried to stop this girl that was driving because he didn't want her to get a DUI. And he's like, just want you to make it home safe. Like, I could, you know, help you out. But just don't drive and whatever. Be safe. And then she called the police. Someone's like, oh, this guy was pretending to be a cop. And he tried to stop me. But, you know, it was sketchy, blah, blah, blah. So apparently they arrested him on pretending to be a police officer. So I'm like, to get a 10-year sentence, that sounds a little sketch. So I look him up, and this man has a 1 kidnapping charge, 2 stalking charge so severely to his ex-girlfriends that they had to move schools, 3 sexual assaults, and 2 instances of impersonating a police officer. So I'm thinking to myself, you know what, Julie? Round of a fucking applause. You really outdid yourself this time. You fucking got with the psychotic stalker, kidnapper, impersonator, and sexual assaulter. Like, you really outdid yourself. Proud of you. So after this, of course, I stopped fucking talking to him because I have two brain cells. This man did not let it go, sweetie. No, no, no. He blew up my shit, like blew up my phone, calls, texts, was following me to every single bar in West Palm. So much so that my guy friends tried to fight him, had to walk me down alleys. We had to throw him off of where I was going to. And it got to a point where he just wouldn't leave me alone. So since this quarantine, he hasn't been able to get to me, thank God. But he is still, I'm pretty sure, on house arrest because he just got out of prison. So that's the story. That's the tea of stalker number one. I'm going to let Michelle take it away for her stalker. And then I have a case number two because, and case number three, four, five. But I will only do two because I don't want to bore you guys. But there you go. A spin on my life. Thank you so much. Michelle, take it away.
Okay. Before I take it away, I mean, I just need to put my two cents in.
Go ahead, please.
Like I've told you repeatedly before, you have to fucking, like, know who you're talking to and make sure this is not a fucking crazy person before you just let him in so fast, you know? Like, I know you live right by the bars and stuff, so it's easy to be like, oh, yeah, let's come back and, like, you know, drink at my house. And obviously you're with your friends, like, you think you're safe, for sure. I totally understand. But I think after this experience, you could also, you know, now know that you're not always safe and you just need to be careful with who the fuck you bring home so soon. And just, like, meeting guys out in general. Like, if you meet a guy out at a club, sure, cool, you know. Like, I mean, I'm sure there has to be some cool – I mean, we're cool girls and we go to clubs. Like, it's not like we're crazy. So, you know,
speak for yourself.
If you meet a guy at a club, whatever. Cool. But, like, then go on a date with him somewhere else, get to know him outside for a few dates, get to know more about him, and then go ahead and, like, just chill at home and, like, do low-key stuff, you know, just you two. But definitely, I hope you learned your lesson with that one. That was really scary when you called me that day and told me that he was, like, following you at every bar, and then he showed up at your house or something, right? Like, he was, like, waiting downstairs or
something.
This
was for a good all right, what was it, like 2 weeks straight where he was just, like, going to...
Yeah, and he would just blow up your phone like crazy. You send me all the screenshots.
Yeah, it was really
scary. But, yeah. And just the shit they say is just, like they think they own
you. Oh, I know. The things he said to me, I mean, I don't know if I should pull it up, but it'll take too long. I mean, I can. I don't know if you want to start your story if you want me to pull it up.
I mean, my story, it is very traumatizing for the few people that know it and have experienced it with me. Basically, I mean, I didn't know the guy was psycho. And I mean, I dated this guy for what, like 2 years? And towards the end of it is when shit got, like, pretty ugly. And I can't go into too much detail because I will literally start crying right now because it's just so bad. But it was just really bad. Point of the story is, I mean, he wouldn't accept the fact that we were over and that I didn't want to be with him anymore. I'm a great catch. Like, I deserve someone great. And I have shit going for me, you know, whereas he was, like, not to be mean, but kind of like a bum, you know, like he just didn't have a lot of things going for him, wasn't very motivated. So I was like, fuck this, I'm done, whatever. Tried to end things with him. So I started seeing this other guy and he found out about it. Like, he literally, like, showed up and, like, so he, like, wouldn't accept the fact that we were over. Like, he was in denial. No matter how much I told him that I didn't want to be with him, he would kind of, like, just, like, threaten me and, like, blackmail me with shit that he, like, knew about. Like, just, like with my parents or, like, just some, like, petty-ass shit, you know? And so he wouldn't, like, leave me alone. So whatever. Like, I was still, like, doing my own thing on the side without him knowing. And he ended up finding out about me and this guy, whatever. He showed up, made a huge scene in front of this guy that I was talking to at the time. And then, like, all of my friends that were there. Super embarrassing. No idea how he knew where I was. It was really bad. Anyways, so after that, I think finally, you know, he was getting the message that we are done, whatever. And so I continued talking to this guy, doing my own thing, going out. When I was with him, I never went out. I didn't have any friends. I didn't go out drinking, like, not, like, very, like, controlling, like, couldn't really do anything without him. So I started making all these friends, hanging out with people at work and all that stuff. And he would still show up, like, to places that I was at. And, like, I have no idea, like, how he knew where I was. So come to find out, and mind you, he's still, you know, blowing up my phone and my like texting me and calling me and all this shit and like still threatening me, still blackmailing me, like all this stuff. And at this point, like, I'm over it. Like, I just want to move on with my life, like, be happy, do my own thing, like just get over it, you know? And so he just kept going at it. And like this one time I was at a bar with like the guy that I was talking to, my other friend, and like he rolled up in his car, in his sister's car, because he didn't even have a fucking car.
Loser.
Anyways, that's another story. I know. Shows up in his sister's car and is like yelling at us. Like, so he's like parked at the light and we're at the bar, like outside. So where we're sitting, like, he's literally parked right out there, like in front of the light, not even like parked legally, like just in the middle of the street, in the middle of traffic. And he's like yelling at me to like get over here. And like, I don't even remember what the fuck he was saying. And the guy that I was talking to at this point, he's pissed because this is like the fucking like billionth time that he showed up out of nowhere, like fucking stalking me. So we got kicked out of the bar because then he, like, they both started making a scene. He was, like, going up to the car, like, get out the fucking car. Like, I'm going to fuck you up, blah, 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 blah. All this crazy shit. And so we got kicked out because we were causing a ruckus. And then he finally fucking zoomed off and left. Come to find out, I'm texting him, like, for the love of God, like, please just leave me alone, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, how do you even know where I am all the time? Like, this is actually scary. Like, how the fuck do you know where I am? And he told me that he created, like, a fake Snapchat account. So whenever I would post something on my story, he was, like, he had me as a friend, I guess, or whatever. Because my thing is, like, public. I don't know, like, anyone can see it, I guess. But, so he would see my stories and he would see that I was out. And he would just, like, tell from, like, my story where I was. And then he would fucking just show up. And then my roommates told me one time, that, like, I was driving home from work. And mind you, like, so I think by this time, like, we've already been broken up for months. Like, this shit, I thought it was already, like, fizzled out. Like, I didn't have to worry about it anymore. I was just living my life, not even thinking about it. And so my roommates that I was living with at the time, they unfortunately, like, I feel so bad. They were there and, like, saw, like, all the huge fights that we had. And, like, it was just really, really, really bad. And so they were, like, so, like, pissed off at us, but also, like, concerned for me and my safety because they would see, like, how mad he would get and, like, whatever. And so one day I come home from work and they're like, what the fuck, Michelle? And I'm like, what the hell did I do? Like, I just came home from work. Like, what's good? And they were like, you were just hanging out with him. Like, why would you do that after everything that, you know, happened between you guys? And I'm like, I'm in my work uniform. Like, I literally just got off a shift. Like, I'm coming home from work. What are you talking about? And they're like, we just saw him in his car following you when you got here, like when you were parking. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I swear to God, like, I didn't know. And then they actually felt really bad. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe he's still stalking you. That's crazy. And I was just like, yeah, like, mind you, it's been like months now that like we've been broken up or whatever. And so that's my story. I mean, there's many, many more detailed stories, but I can't do all that because I will literally lose my shit right now. But yeah, so in this situation it's different because I thought I knew him. You know, because I dated him for a while. And at some point in time, I think I loved him. I don't even know anymore. But, yeah, so he turned out to be not so sane. And, yeah, that's my story.
That's crazy. I can't imagine that happening to someone I've actually, you know, dated for a long time. Because obviously the guy I just told you about, I had just met. So that's really scary that happened to you. But thankfully.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm like not okay, you know. Like, I mean, you know, like with boys and relationship wise just myself mentally, I feel like I still haven't fully recovered from that. It's pretty traumatizing. Yeah. You know, you think you know someone and they're fucking facts. Crazy.
Well, shall I delve into my second stalker situation?
Oh my God, please. Actually, I only have that one story, I think. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It was a lot. Like, I mean, it went on for like a good year, and I'm telling you, there's so many more stories that are scarier, but I really don't even want to like tell them and put that out there, because you guys would be like just like so scared for me, and like, why didn't you like do anything about it, like call the cops or get a restraining order? And maybe I should have, but I didn't. That's a whole other story. Go on.
You should have. Okay, so where do I begin? So back to when I lived in Miami, as we all remember, I went to college there. Woohoo!
Oh my god. Okay, wait. One more thing.
Oh my god.
One thing that I thought was like laughable, I guess, was like I was at work one day. So I was like, I used to be a hostess at this one restaurant, and this random guy walks in with flowers and an iced coffee, like my favorite iced coffee. And so he's like, oh, here, this is from so-and-so, and just drops it off at the hostess stand. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this is from, you know. I'm, like, freaking out. Like, all my friends are like, oh, my God, I can't believe he did that, whatever, whatever. So I threw away the flowers. I threw away the coffee. Like, I was like, what if there's poison in here or something? Like, I just threw it away. And he texts me, like, 2 minutes after. And he's like, wow, you're really going to throw away the coffee and the flowers that I got you?
She was watching you.
Me and my friends are bugging. We're, like, looking out the window, like, everywhere in the restaurant. Like, is he in here? Like, what the fuck? And, like, we didn't see anything. And he was, like, I mean, we were checking everywhere, like, to see if he was there. But it's, like, clearly he was. And, like, we didn't even know because he was staring at me the whole time that I was doing that shit, you know? And, like, the position that we were in, like, the, I don't know, the situation that we were in, like, there was no way he could have been, like, in close range. Like, I don't know if he was out, like, in the parking lot with binoculars, like, looking through the fucking window or something. Like, it was just really sketch. But, yeah, that was another story.
That's very scary.
Go on.
Well, anyway, so when I lived in Miami, I went to college there, hashtag FIU, hashtag Panthers. So, I, as we know, had a relationship for years, as I've talked about in every episode. Once that all ended, I took about a year off from seeing anyone. Well, yeah, I took a year off. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get Tinder, just like see what the world is like out there and see if there's anyone better. Download Tinder, match with this guy. He seemed really sweet. And he was like, hey, what are you looking for? And I was like, honestly, I'm a relationship person. So I'm kind of looking for a relationship, but I did just get out of a really serious one. So I just want to be upfront with you. And he's like, okay, I completely understand. I'm a really, you know, I'm a relationship guy. I'd love to take you out. Cool. So I was living at the dorms at the time. I was, I think, in my senior year, maybe junior. Yeah, senior year. And, okay.
It was kind of like the same situation, though, right? Like, you went on, like, two dates with the guy, and then you kind of just went, like,
yeah, batshit crazy with you. Yeah, I'm going to give a few screenshots and say these, because these are just too good to pass up, and I have to share it with my jammers out there. So, basically, summarize it. He says, okay, I'm going to come pick you up. I'm like, cool. Nice-ass Escalade pulls up, and I'm like, damn, like, everyone's looking, because, like, I'm at a dorm, and, like, no one fucking drives an Escalade. So I'm like, oh, yeah, look at me, bougie as fuck in the Escalade. I get in. His fucking mom and dad are there to pick me up with him. So I'm like, okay, I'll be 14, like, I'm confused. I'm like, at this point, I'm 22, 23. So I was like, all right, sketch.
If a guy picked me up in his parents' car with his parents,
like, oh, it's not as if it was like it was his parents' car and he was driving it. No, his dad and mom were in the front.
That's what I'm like. The fact that you even went on to the J's.
So he comes out, opens the door for me, has a bouquet of roses, very nice. Blah blah blah. Fucking weird. Get in the car.
Is this like what prom? Happened? I said, is this prom?
I was like, what the fuck is going on? So this is why I was like, fuck this. I'm never dating again. So, okay. So then his parents are talking to me and they're like, oh, it's so nice meeting you. We'd love to have you over for a family barbecue. Like, all this weird ass shit. And I'm like, okay, like, yeah, for sure. So they drop us off at the movies once again, as if I'm 14. And right away, he's just like super sketch. And he's like, so, like you said on Tinder, like, you want a relationship, right? And I was like, yeah, you know, once I get to know someone, I definitely would like a relationship. And he's like, well, I want to ask you to be my girlfriend. Mind you, this is, like, maybe 10 minutes into, like, getting into the movies. And I was like, it's a little soon, but I'm flattered. And he's like, all right, well, can we at least take a picture, like, with the flowers I got you? I was like, sure. Take a selfie. He goes, do you mind if I post it on my Instagram? Not my Instagram story, people. My Instagram. He wanted to post on his Instagram. So I was like, it's a little weird. You know, it's our first date. I just met you like 10 minutes ago, but, you know, I mean, I obviously can't stop you. And he's like, well, I really want to post it. You know, I really want things to be serious with you. So I'm going to put it on my page. I'm like, okay. He posts it. So he's like, are you going to post me on yours? And I was like, no, I'm not. And he's like, oh, okay. Whatever. So I'm pretty sure I blacked out after this because I don't remember what happened, but I somehow got home. He texts me the next morning. He says, good morning, bae. I say, morning, what's up? He's like, at work. So you're not talking to any other guys, are you? And I was like, I'm not. Why? He's like, just curious. I saw you on Instagram at the Fountain Blue, and you haven't deleted your Tinder. I start to question and get very jealous. And I was like, okay. That was an old pic. And he's like, just me, babe. I had to ask to be sure. You know, I believe you. Just so you know, I get jealous. And I'm like, okay. Let me find the other ones. So then, let's see. Okay. So then after that, I go out for my friend's birthday. Was he a very hot guy friend that I had in Miami? Yes. Had we made out a few times? Of course. Did he have a sleeve and was hot as fuck? Yes. So I'm out. And this guy asked me, the guy that hasn't texted me that I went on the date with, he was like, hey, I really want to see you tonight. And I was like, oh, I'm actually out for my friend's birthday, but you're more than welcome to come meet us out. Just know it's like a club vibe and it's like a $40 cover to get in. But we're at a table. So like you have to pay to get in, but like I didn't, you know? So he's like, oh, well, you don't want it to just be like me and you tonight? And I was like, no, I'm out with my friends. Like you can come hang out, whatever. So he sends me a screenshot of the picture of my friend and I and says, hey, don't take this the wrong way, but I think we should stop talking. One, you didn't delete your Tinder. Two, you didn't have the courtesy of sending me a message asking if I was okay. Just a simple hi would have been nice. Three, drinking with a complete stranger to me that you could have been drunk and had sex with him last night. So, yeah. And four, you didn't even have the courtesy of wishing my grandma a happy birthday.
That's one of my favorites.
Excuse me? So I said, LOL, why are you sending me a picture of my friend and I? That's not a complete stranger. I've known him for years, and I was at one of my best friend's birthday parties last night. Dot, 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 dot. But okay, sorry I go out and have fun with my friends. He texts me back. That doesn't excuse you from the fact that you didn't even care to write me about this or say I'm okay or hey, blank. My friends from years ago is a guy. He also writes like an idiot. I don't care if you have fun, but I do care about this bullshit. Sorry for the language, but super pissed off. Put yourself in my position. I'll do the same thing to you and post a pic with this chick. And I'm smiling with a drink of alcohol in my hands. Nah, fuck you. You have no excuse. I have many girls that I could go out with. You want to try me? So at this point, I'm sitting there and I'm like, bitch, what the fuck did I just get myself into? Like, fuck this shit. Uh-uh.
They've only been on one fucking date. With his parents dropping.
And I met him on Tinder. Like, I haven't known you. So he texts me.
Like, I would have immediately blocked him. After the first fucking rant, I would have just blocked
him. But it just gets so much better, you know? Just really, really better. So he goes, I'm not going to even bother putting myself at your level. And I said, I don't have to explain myself to you or what I do. I invited you to come out, so I don't know why you're complaining. And I wouldn't really care if you put up a picture out drinking with friends. It's not that big of a deal. We aren't dating. Oh, this really sent him for the ticker. He said, we ain't dating? That's what you said? I said, we aren't. I corrected him. He said, so after all of this, mind you, all this one day, we aren't dating. That's good news to my ears. I said, you know we aren't dating, LOL. What do you mean? We are not in a relationship. He says, relationships and dating are two different things. Since we aren't dating then, there's no need for me to be mad about anything. I mean, I stopped caring the moment you said we aren't dating. Haha, hope you have a good life. I'm going to go find myself who wants to really date me. So I say, you're being dramatic and overreacting. We are just talking. You screenshotting a picture of my friend and I and accusing me of having sex with him and all this stuff makes no sense to me at all. But okay, do what you want. He says, what makes no sense to me is that we went on a date, like movies, drinks, restaurant, but fuck, I'm not dating you? Laugh my ass off. And I didn't accuse you. I told you what I thought it could be happen. As an example. Sorry if I wasn't clear on that. I thought you were a smart girl. Wait till I tell my brother about this. Like, who the fuck cares about your brother, bro? I'm meeting these two girls from class at 2. Haha, cool. You said we aren't dating, so going out isn't called dating? Laughing face, laughing face. Stop. Laughing face, laughing face. I want to hear what other people's responses to this. You're funny. I even blank, 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 but blank, but blank, blank, but we ain't dating. Laughing face, laughing face, laughing face. And I'm over exaggerating. Laughing face, laughing face, laughing face. Do people who don't date you blank, 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 but blank, 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 laughing face, laughing face. Let me get on that list. Mind you guys, it's not, we didn't smash. I don't think that. Then he said, you're telling me that all this time I didn't have to take you out to the movies or restaurants to blank, 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 blank. I wasted.
It's literally something so minor. I know. Like,
I wasted money for no reason. Laughing face, laughing face. Then he says, but wait, there's more? Sorry, but this whole not dating thing's made my day. And I said, whoa, why are you blowing me up on my phone? We went on a date. You need to really chill. He said, fine. I won't text you anymore. Don't worry. Then he texts me again. You didn't have to delete me from Instagram, especially it being your fault and all. Then he texts me again. Question mark. I said, yes. He said, why did you unfollow me? You didn't even apologize to me for hurting me by saying we aren't dating. I said, why wouldn't I unfollow you? He said, because it was your fault and you know it. What have I done to deserve you saying we aren't dating and taking a picture with a stranger? That could have you could have at least told me. If you don't like me, I understand, but I need to hear it. I think I deserve an explanation. Pause. Sir, you think you deserve a fucking explanation after meeting me on Tinder and going on one day with me? Bitch, no. Bye. I said, he's not a stranger. That's my friend. He said, okay, I understand. Sorry if I misinterpreted it. Then he said, put yourself in my position. I asked for your forgiveness. Do you like me or not? I said, I forgive you, but I just can't.
No, I don't fucking like you.
So I said, go. I forgive you. I just can't be in a relationship like this right now. And then he said, is that why you've been ignoring me all this time? If you can forgive me, you can give me a second chance. I know I'm not the best guy, and I know I'm not the brightest person when it comes down to relationships, but if there's something I have, it's my loyalty and my word. And I said, it's not you. There's just too much going on in my life right now. And I said, haven't you just found someone else you like? He said, believe me, if I could, I would. But I already formed happiness with you. There's too much dead ass. There's too much going on in my life, too. Do you see me down? And I said, I'm not down. I'm just super busy right now. He said, okay, if it doesn't come from.
I've already formed.
I know, bitch. Trust me. This is why I fucking am over it. So he goes, okay, if it doesn't come from your heart, then I understand. You're about to graduate, and I'm not. I guess it just wasn't meant to be. And I said, yes. He said, frowny face, could you add me back on Instagram? Dead ass. And I said, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't want you to see things I post today to upset you. He says, are they about me? I said, what? No, they're not about you. I'm just going out partying and stuff today. He goes, oh right, the crazy life. Well, if you want that and you don't want a relationship, well, that's up to you. I could have given you something good. And I said, ooh, what did I say? I said, yeah, I'm going to be out with my guy friends, and it's just better this way. After I saw how you reacted to me being out with my best friend for his birthday. Sorry, guys, it's almost over, but it is juicy. So he says, yes, that's when we were talking, but you don't want to talk to me anymore? I won't get upset. That's when I cared for you. And I said, we aren't talking anymore. There's no point in me keeping you on social media. Bye. Anyway, he goes on and 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 on. But that's literally a brief synopsis. And he kept going and going and going, begging me, begging me. And that's the tea.
She sent me like 100 screenshots. That really was like a synopsis.
Yeah, that was a lot to read and a lot to think back on, and my brain hurts. So
you're a really good narrator, though.
Has anyone told you that before? Yeah, I did used to be an actress, so. Not funny.
I forgot. Sorry, I forgot. But yes, here we are. A second example of how
bitches be crit.
Like, after the first date.
It's disgusting. It is insane.
That's insane. What blows my mind about them is how they, like, is, like, their consistency. You know, like, they just keep going and going and going and going. And, like, they'll say, okay, fuck you, I'm done, blah, blah, blah. Like, fuck this, whatever. You're, like, whatever. They just tell you off. They tell you this whole big thing of how they're so much better off without you, whatever. And then a couple hours go by, day goes by, whatever. They hit you up. Hey, what's up? Hey, I miss you. Hey, I was thinking about you. Hey, like, you mean so much to me. Like, and it's just like, oh my God. Like, there has to be something mentally wrong with you.
Because.
And then they do it again. Oh, fuck you, blah, blah. And then again.
It has to be something wrong with these guys because, dead ass, I will go out and I will see, like, you know, look at my surroundings, see what's going on. Girls will fucking throw themselves at guys. Like, you could be the ugliest motherfucker in the world, have a little bit of money, not even a little bit of money, have tattoos, have a table, have VIP bottle service, have a dick, a girl will throw themselves at you. So if you're this fucking desperate where you have to beg yourself to be my companion even, or to follow me around bars, or to follow Michelle to places, or to stalk her, follow her to work, you have to be literally mentally unstable to the point where you cannot get pussy. Like, sorry to say it vulgar like that, but you have to have issues because you're begging someone to be with you when there's so many girls out there that will legit throw themselves at you. Like, you walk outside and you're a guy, bitch, you're made, set. Like, girls want to settle down. Like, that's in our nature. You got to have a problem mentally.
I mean, I'm a great gal. I'm one of a kind. So, like, I understand why someone would become obsessed
with me. Okay, yes, but to the point where you say, like...
I'm just kidding. I know what you mean.
But, no, it is really weird. Like,
it's like if we were to go out to do that, like, stalk this guy and become so obsessive over him. Like,
fuck that.
Are you fucking kidding me? There's fucking billions of fish in the sea.
Like, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Not gonna happen. And it's like, that's the thing, like, you hear girls being crazy. I totally agree, we can do some crazy stuff, you know. Some girls that are on the ratchet side, they really will, like, fucking fuck up your car, like, bust your windows, whatever shit like that. But they don't fucking stalk you for months or years and, like, just, like, harass you, you know. Like, you don't hear stories like that about girls. I don't at least me, you know, I don't hear any stories like that. And I hear so many other stories from, like, my other girlfriends, same thing. Like, I think every girl I know has had a stalker at least
I think
once
they just
in their
legit
life. Like,
feel
a bad
entitled
situation.
They can be like, what, like,
yes, they feel like they literally,
yeah,
own you.
It's like, I don't fucking know you, and I don't, it's deserve horrible. Like, the fact that he sent me a screenshot, I was like, oh, you can't go out. Like, no, you need to reel yourself back in, reel it in again, because you, no one fucking tells me I can't go out. Not even when I was in a relationship, I would still go out. I was like, fuck that. You stay home and read your little fucking book, I'm going out. Like, no one's going to tell me not to go out.
It's probably why.
Good. He can go fucking read his book with his other bitch. I don't give a fuck. But I'm going out. Till the day I die. I'm 80 years old. Your bitch is going to be twerking. I'm going out. I don't care. When I'm ready to not go out, I'm not going to go out. But if someone says to me, you can't go out, you can sit the fuck down because I'm going out. And that's all, period.
I feel you. I see what you're saying. But I also, like, I think, like, obviously we had some weird experiences. And, I mean, I've had, like, crazy-ass experiences with this. But I feel like other girls have it even worse, you know? Like, maybe like even like domestic violence and shit type of thing, you know, like, and it's like people breaking into their homes, and like if you have kids, like I can only imagine like the kind of things they would do. Like, I don't know, it's just so scary to think about.
Yeah, I know you don't watch scary movies, but all the scary movies I watch, woo.
Stop. I Ooh, hate scary movies. Scary. I can't. But yeah, so guys, thank you for listening to our rant and hearing all of Julie's 100
Listen, I tried out loud to sum it down, but straight hours. That was like juicy stuff.
It was. No, when she sent me those screenshots, I was reading them and just dying. Like, I can't. Just looking at the way he texts and the emojis and shit he would use, it's makes disgusting. It even funnier.
It's repulsive. And
oh, I forgot to mention, because I tell you, like, why don't you ever block these guys? Like, you still let them text you. Like, I, mind you, my ex-boyfriend, like, I blocked him on everything. Like, social media, text, calls, like, everything. And he would he resorted to emailing me. Kid you not. I couldn't figure out how to block someone on Gmail. So what it would do, it would just send it to spam. That was like the only thing I could do. So it would send it to spam, and I would check out of curiosity just to see how, you know, and crazy and like dedicated this guy is. I would check like every few months, and I kid you not, for like a full year after already being broken up for like 2 years already, a full year, like he would still email me like every month, like 2 to 3 times a month. He would just tell me, I miss you, I'm thinking about you, like I hope you're doing okay, like, you know, you can always come to me for whatever you want. Like, I'm like, so much time has gone by, and like clearly I blocked you on everything, and you have to go so out of your way to fucking email me. It's fucking 2020. Like, I mean, when this was happening, it was maybe like, what, 2019, 2018? But it's just insane.
No, it's really scary. I remember, I didn't even know Michelle when she was dating this guy, but I still saw when he was fucking still texting her, still emailing her. I don't know how he was texting you. You blocked him on, like, I think you just blocked him on all social media, because he definitely texted you.
No, he wasn't texting me.
Oh, then that's now, when he's been texting.
I can't say this. I can't say this now.
So anyway, but yeah, I was there when like he'd send the emails, and he really wouldn't stop. Mm-hmm. Like, he was fucking going at it. It was actually repulsive. But yeah, this is what you have to deal with, I guess, if you're a girl. I don't know if all you girls have dealt with this as well. If you have, though, when you have a story, definitely send it to our DMs. We'd love to hear it.
Oh, please. We would love to hear. Oh my God, we will so talk about it. I mean, I can so relate. Yeah.
If you have a story about dating and or online dating, and you've had to deal with like a stalker or some psycho guy that hasn't let you alone, like, please let us know.
You know what it is, though? Like, he would tell me, I mean, I really don't know your situation, dude. Like, I mean, yeah, I understand guys are just creepy and stalkers, like, off the bat, but like in my situation, like being with, it's just so different, you know?
No, it's really different. I would never imagine.
So, because like when I say be careful, like go on a couple dates with him, even that honestly doesn't even matter, because clearly I was in a relationship with this guy for 2 years and I didn't know, you know, how psycho he was or whatever. So even though I was with him for that long, whatever, still batshit crazy. But one thing that did, like, not that it made me understand him, like, I'm never going to give him an excuse for being that crazy and, like, manipulative or whatever, but it made me, like, kind of, like, understand why he was that crazy, I guess, is because he would tell me, like, if I can't be with you, then no one else can. That was his number one thing he would tell me. Because what pissed him off so much more in the situation, it's not just that I didn't want to be with him, I was breaking up with him, was that I was already talking to another guy. But it's like, I mean, we were struggling for months, and I would tell him I don't want to be with you, and I would still be with him, just like I said, he would fucking, like, threaten me and shit. And so, yeah, so I was talking to this guy, and so obviously he would always stalk me when I would be out with my friends and this other guy and his friends and all that shit. So he would literally tell me all the time, was that one thing, like, if you can't be with me, I'm not gonna let you be with anyone else. Like, he would literally say, like, I promise you that I'm gonna make your life hell. That's what he would tell me.
So yeah, these guys, like, they honestly, like, I don't know if you've heard the term, you always want what you can't have, which is like a huge, widely used term, and that it's all about the chase, which I know we had an episode about this with our special guest, Lucas, that gave, like, the male perspective. But sometimes I honestly think, like, I know his side, he said that that really isn't entirely true. But I think even from, like, a human standpoint, regardless of male or female, I honestly like the guys more that aren't like this, like, obsessed with me, like, texting me nonstop, like, on my dick 24/7, like, I really do like the guys that don't respond right away, that are a little bit more distant, that are a little bit more like the asshole-ish guys, because it is a chase for me. It is, like, harder to get, and they're not...
Word of the day, asshole-ish.
Say it again?
I said word of the day, asshole-ish.
Yeah, like, not complete asshole, but, like, ish. Like, they'll give me, like, cute little, you know, be like, oh, hey, babe, and then they just, like, won't respond for, like, a day, and I'll be like, where'd you go? You know, like, it intrigues me more. Yeah.
Okay, see, no. It's just like, it's either stop.
Yes, which is what I say all the time.
You have to find.
Yeah, no, it really.
Like, someone who obviously wants to give you attention and is concerned for you, but I mean, not to like a stalker extent, but also not easy, but not like a fuckboy extent either, you know?
But it is a point where I think these guys are so obsessive and like nonstop. Because we're not giving them what they want. Like, we're giving them the cold shoulder. We aren't answering, or we're moved on with other guys. Whatever the situation is for me and you, like, we aren't giving them the attention. So they're like, fuck, now I want it even more. So in a sense, I don't condone it at all. But I see where they're coming from, because it's like human nature. You always like want to chase after something that you can't get.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why there has to be something mentally wrong with them for them to want it that bad, where they go to extremes.
No, I agree. 100%. But yeah, that's what I just said. So. I'm glad it came back to me.
Creepy. I'm probably going to have like nightmares tonight, actually. Not even kidding. I have flashbacks.
Really? There.
Yeah. I'll have like nightmares sometimes.
That's so scary. I mean, I would too. Honestly, for a really long time, I wasn't able to fall asleep because of my most recent stalker. Like, before the whole coronavirus quarantine thing happened, I was seeing him everywhere I was going out, and he wouldn't stop calling and texting me, and it got to a point where I was like, this is never gonna end. So, yeah. And when I would hear stuff in my house, I literally thought it was him.
But yeah, I hope we don't come across anymore. God, please just send me and Julie a nice guy who's not a stalker, but not an asshole either. That's all we really ask for.
It's true.
You know?
I'm glad we made it this far. I mean,
I'm like sweating. I'm like heated from this conversation.
And possibly the bottle of vodka.
And the handle of Tito's
But yeah, I'm glad that we got to talk about this. You know, it's good to let it out. That other one that I told the story about from Miami, I had that.
I hate talking about it, actually. So this is
Michelle's like hasn't even told me some of these stories before. So it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
So Jammers, we hope that you enjoyed this episode. And like I said before, please tell us if you've had to deal with any of this before. We'd love to hear it and try to give you our perspective and feedback. Michelle, do you have anything else to say?
And yeah, I mean, we're just gonna try to get back on track with trying to get an episode out every week. I mean, like we mentioned earlier, it's just really hard when you get into like the quarantine funk, I guess we can call it, and there's not much going on in life right now. But if you have topics, just like, you know, today was kind of like a stalking episode. If you have any other topics that kind of like trigger you, or you just want to talk about, like, please DM us, let us know, and we can vent about it together. So, yeah, that's all I have.
We love you very much. Tune into our next episode.
We love you. Stay safe.